Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time. It's Within Brimskin time. Oh, man. 1, 2, buckle up. It's number 62. I got my wingman, Zambo.
I don't have no shoe.
Oh, and you have no shoe. And old Brim, and we're going to have another epic episode. Why?
Because it always is.
That's right.
Why do we even ask that question anymore? It's known.
I know. It should be known. And the fact of the matter is I say it every week. We know what the outcome is going to be.
It matters.
It does matter. You know, epic shows matter. Right?
Exactly.
Kind of like Blue Lives Matter. Is that what it is?
I mean, it's not the same premise, but I like the effort.
Yeah, I try. You know what I mean? I try. You know, what do you call it? First and foremost, how are you feeling this week?
10 million better? Times better. It's just my allergies that are bugging me. So at this point, I'm back to basics, baby.
Yay. You're sitting at the helm of the Millennium Falcon right now.
Yes, I am. See you.
And what do you call it? That is very interesting. I find that very very odd, but you know, I'm
no, hip. You don't. You find it amazing, and you wish you could be like me right now.
I'm with it. I'm hip. Ducka 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 ducka.
Oh no! Oh. I have to watch those movies again. Austin Powers was the shiz.
Well, now is the time to do it all. So
we all have time.
Pretty much. Time everywhere is time. No, I'm singing Signs instead of Time.
I mean, it's.
Time keeps on ticking into the future.
Ticking away the moments that make up a dull day.
There you go. Anyway, what do you call it? I don't know where the show's going to go today, but with Brimskin, brought to you as always by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again. Mane and Tail hair care products, discover the secret. And Beyer Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. So what do you call it? I wanted to start off a question. With you, Mr. Scientific, what do you call it? Where, you know, Dylan brought this up at the dinner table the other day, and I was like, you know what? I was going to do it on GHR, and I was like, yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to save it for WBS because, you know, I've got you. It's just you. You're secluded, and you're Mr. Science.
Oh, you need to corner me. All right, I see.
Yes, I'm going to corner you. This, but you're going to appreciate this, and you have to answer this, you know, in true Zambo style. So. You ready for this question?
You bet your sweet pippy I am.
Is water wet?
Depends. If a fish is in water, is it wet?
No, you can't answer the question with a question. That's unfair.
You know, if you water water, it grows?
Yes, if you water water, it grows. You sent me that the other day, which also is a reason why I had to bring this up to you. So yes, if you water water, isn't that great? If you water water,
it grows. Is water wet?
Yeah.
It is a different form of matter.
Okay.
So technically, depending on the state that it's in, it can either be yes or no.
Okay. Well, I mean, explain. I need to know.
So obviously, if it's a gas, then it's not wet. It's air.
Okay. But okay. All right. You know,
now,
but we're
if it's
talking
a
about...
solid.
Okay.
Now, if it's a solid, that's ice. Now, ice by itself. Is not wet, it's dry. However, though, the heat around it causes the outer layer to change phase to a liquid, which makes the appearance of wetness.
Right, but that's ice, not water.
That's right. Okay. Now, but I'm also talking about it in the three phases. So okay, now if we're talking about water, it depends on what it's doing. If it is in a glass completely stagnant, it's just a glass of water.
Okay.
If it is a splash or a spillage of water on a shirt that absorbs the water molecules, it is a wet shirt.
Okay, but is the water itself wet? Or is, you see what I'm saying?
I'm going to say no.
Okay, so you're going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
And I think
because
I'm
just
sure.
The way matter is.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure Dylan said the same thing, and Dylan's Mr. Wizard also. Okay. So I'm gonna go with that. I would say yes.
It's pretty sound if you just simply if you break it down like that, the person that asks the question will go, oh well, yeah, I guess you're kind of right, and then you win the argument. So there you go.
Fair enough.
So
okay.
Just check that box.
Okay. well played. That's it. Well played. What do you call it? I wanted to also make sure to put an announcement out there. And again, you know, we shouldn't have to say this, people. But, you know, at the end of the day, because there has been a lot of action taken after these comments were made, I want to make sure that you are aware to please, please, we beg of you, do not ingest or inject bleach or other disinfectants into your body. Don't drink them. Don't shove them anywhere. Wait. Don't inject them anywhere. Just don't do
it. So you mean to tell me
that
my Pine Sol enema kit isn't going to work?
No, Zambo, it's not going to work.
But I already did it.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm sure that if you really actually did, it would be burning.
You know, if it helps, my farts have smelt like evergreen forests for the past 3 days.
Now, see, you saying things like that, it sounds like a joke and sarcastic. So I'm going to say, I am with you, Zambo. I'm with you. That's interesting. Good.
All I'm saying, right, is that if the next cure, which proves to be true, is shoving a UV light, all right, just like a catheter up the you know where, and then mainlining Pine Sol, I may just try it.
Wow. Well,
maybe it'll cure everything. It'll probably cure everything, but only once.
I've seen you boom boom room in Animal Crossing. I've seen you in Jenna's boom boom room. I don't know what's going on in those rooms.
So it has a giant clam on it.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we walked in there. I was like, whoa. Whoa. We just backtracked right out.
First time I ever went in her Animal Crossing Island, she said, come to the clam bed, baby. And I immediately left. It was great. She was like, no. It was really funny.
That's funny. Yeah. So here's a topic of discussion that you know I guess it's political, but it's really not.
Let's try our best to not. We'll skirt around it as best we can.
Yeah. So is Kim Jong-un dead or not? Like, what's going on with that?
He turned himself into a pickle.
I don't know if you're joking around and saying that, or you know what I'm saying. Like, what happened? What's going on?
He turned himself into a pickle. He's in a vegetative state.
So he's in a vegetative state.
He's dead. He's dead, his sister's already taking over as leader in chief right now. I believe the news just broke for that a little while ago.
Okay.
So like earlier this weekend or this week or whatever. And he's gone. Like, let's just already assume the worst of it because he's gone. The fact that they hit it and then they covered it up
And then
leaked it is like worse than Weekend at Bernie's 3, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nuts. That guy was, it was something else.
He was a loony.
It was something else.
I will say this, though. Somebody should reach out to Dennis Rodman because he just lost a really good friend.
That's messed up. Just saying. It's true, though. Speaking of strange people, the Tiger King special. Did you get a chance to watch it?
I didn't yet.
Watch the actual
I haven't gotten around to doing any Tiger King
yet. How dare you?
The reason is because I've just been ridiculously busy, and you guys have been talking about it so much, I felt like I've watched it, even though it's still crazier than what you guys have described to me.
That was the lamest excuse for not watching the series. But
sadly, though, that's the truth, and sometimes the truth is lame as shit.
Wow. Well, listen, you need to watch it. But the Tiger King special, it was basically like a catch-up special with Joel McHale.
It was like, where are they now for a majority of them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not crazy about
Joel. Did they dig underneath the cesspool?
they should have, because I'm sure the Baskin is there. Not Carol, the other one. Chris, I think his last name is Baskin. I don't even remember the husband, the original husband. So
yeah, I know what you mean.
So Joel McHale was hosting it, and people seem to like the guy. You know, he's been around for a long time. He always plays the prick in a lot of films and a lot of shows, whatever it is. And, you know, it's just, to me, I don't like his demeanor in general. But it seemed like it was, it was a little funnier considering the context, you know, speaking, you know, some Tiger King people, yeah. You know what I mean? So it was a little bit more like, okay, you know, but for me, it was more interesting to watch these people after having watched the documentary, kind of put it out there and be like, you know, you know, like, yeah, you know, we always hated this Joe Exotic or this or that. And I don't want to root it for anybody. But yeah, I would recommend you guys, if you watch Tiger King, make sure you go back, you watch that extra episode
or whatever it is.
It's worth taking a quick peek.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with Him Brimskin.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13 and you're listening to With Brim. Rawr!
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course.
Try this. Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%.
Hey, that's my line.
It worked. Thanks, Budget Heroes.
We saved today.
I see what you did there. up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero.
It's morphin' time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T! In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat, Picant. Picant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, he hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now with a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picant is really mixing it up. Dalla's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune in to my brother, Brimstone.
Keto, but between the kids, work, and life, who has time for meal prep? I barely have time to microwave pizza. I saw other moms looking slim and healthy while I was still carrying around 20 pounds of extra baby weight from 8 years ago. So I signed myself up for Healthy Meal Supreme. Picture this: healthy gourmet meals prepared fresh, portioned by chefs, and they deliver direct to my home once a week. The best part is I have a smaller waistline and I have a few extra bucks at the end of the month for a new pair of shoes. Get this, you can even have dessert. They make amazing double chocolate brownies and they're gluten-free. Visit HealthyMealSupreme.com and eat a better meal to get slimmer and healthier today.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock in Pokemon, Urien in Street Fighter, and the King in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Brim.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in a lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear Prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
So there's this cartoon series right now that my brother has kind of turned me on to. Speaking of weird TV shows, it's called Midnight Gospel, and it's this podcast that got turned into a short animation series, and it's made by the same, so kind of basically the same thing. Well, similar, but the concept of it is totally unreal. It's about like this kid that has this simulator, and he's simulating these millions of different worlds that are all ending. So he picks a world every episode and goes into it and then interviews a person that is there at the end of their, at the end of the world in their universe. So it's either a person like some dog, unicorn, deer animal, a giant tall giraffe, tiger, a dog that has a TV coming out of its butt, like things like that. Like it's one of those types of like, you may need to be on acid or if you watch it, you'll feel like you are. And it's absolutely hysterical. Because it's just one of those. You remember the show from Adult Swim called Super Jail?
Yes, that was a wacky ass show.
Think that, but with more of a story built to it, like per episode, like with a full story built in per episode.
I mean, look,
there's just apocalyptic shit happening all the time.
And that's what? That's on Netflix?
It is on Netflix. I don't speak for it out of sponsorship. I speak for it out of it's interesting. I recommend checking it out.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
Speaking about interesting cartoons and so forth, again, I saw that I got top billing for Donut Baby. I don't know if you saw
that. Nice. I saw that. Congratulations.
Amazing cast there. What do you call it? You know, Greg Stipes. What do you call it? Tara Strong,
Pete Spence,
you know, it's just ridiculous. Jack Griffo. So, you know, I'm ecstatic for being a part of that.
That's what do
you
call
it? So Donut Baby, you know, keep an eye out for it. The pilot's out right now, so you can see that.
I'm going to take a bite out of that pilot, baby.
Did you even watch it yet? Probably
not yet. But I want to. So I actually have it like next on my like to do. And
it's freaking 3-4 minutes. I can't believe you haven't even watched
it. Okay, fine. I'll take it the next time I have to go, take Cosby to his, you know, allegations hearing.
That's messed up.
What?
That was really disgusting.
You can actually say that joke now, and it's you know, it holds true. It's not it's not prejudiced or anything. It's just like, no, he's a piece of crap.
Ugh. Ay. What do you call it? Also, if you guys want to see some of the stuff I did for the game that's in production, Triagat, that you can see on Instagram. You can catch some of the vocal stylings of what I did there.
Nice.
Also, Sorum Party, if you want to play as Zamba, myself, Kim and Tom, also from the Grindhouse Radio, you could play as every single one of us in the game. Yeah. It's a free game to download. You can use our skins, utilize us for the entire game. It's a lot of fun. So make sure you check that out. Sorum Party is what it's called. Also, if you're bored, you're home, what do you call it? Vimeo on demand. You can get the new film, what do you call it? Mott Haven that I'm in. I do a cameo with our friend Robert Davi.
Mm-hmm.
So you can definitely catch me in there. I play a Russian mobster. So what do you call it? I don't take it from anybody. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, it was a fun little thing to do. So you know, just wanted to get all that stuff out there. You know, in terms of, hey, if you're home, you're bored, you want to do stuff, see stuff, check it out. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Also, you know, catch the episode of The Weaklings that I did. where I was game day. That was a lot of fun. And yeah. I'm really psyched because I finally got my lines and my character for God's School. Which is the Disney.
Oh, I'm so glad that's finally going through.
Oh, so excited about it. The problem is that, you know, my character is not fully coming out yet. So I have like one or two lines in this upcoming episode. Mm-hmm. Supposed to be coming the episode after that, you know.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, and I think I might be doing multiple characters from what I'm told, but we'll see. We'll figure it out.
Nice.
Another thing I wanted to talk about. So I've been back and forth with our friends over at Mod Cabin, and you know, because I you know, it came to a realization that, you know, my hair, my facial hair, the beard, you know, I'm trying to grow the beard out on the sides and everything. And it's actually, because you know me, I've never been into using the beard oil before. Yeah. And I started using it, and you kept telling me to use it and telling me to use it. I'm like, no. Mainly because I didn't want anything to do with patchouli, you know, or sandalwood. Yeah. So I've been using the stuff, and I got to tell you that it absolutely is, you know, it's my hair, my facial hair is growing quicker. It's coming in a lot smoother. They're actually sending me one of those special brushes you were talking about.
Yeah. Boar brush, something like that.
Yeah. And she was talking to me about how to, use the product to also keep the stuff in line. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because it's starting to get a little unruly. It's like hair when you're growing your hair out.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's hair no matter what you do. So like to take the proper steps, one, you're going to look good. Two, you're going to smell good. Three, you're going to feel good. And that's how I feel about all that stuff in Mod Cabin's beard oil and face tonic that I've been using as aftershave.
Oh, you've been doing tonic?
Nothing short of phenomenal. Yeah. I use it as actually my aftershave now because you can use it after a shower or you can use it as a aftershave. So I shave after I shower. So it's a perfect 1-2 punch.
Right. Well, all I've been doing is I've only been using the oil. But then today I used some of the balm. Mm-hmm. What do you call it? Now, to see if that would hold the hair down. Like she told me that it would help hold the hair down.
The balm is more like a gel. Obviously it's not a gel, but it's more like how gel works where it keeps things more in place.
Yeah.
Try not to mix the two too much because it will make your skin greasier. And if you're prone to pimples, you will break out.
Oh, really? Well, so mm-hmm. she told me that I should use it directly after using the oil.
Really?
Yeah.
Then maybe it's different and it actually now, the stuff that they probably use does not cause that because a lot of beard oils and beard balms can do that.
Yeah. Well, she said to make sure that, you know, to use the beard oil and then right after that, take some of the balm, put it in your hands and then massage it in. And then, you know, she said to brush it, but obviously I don't have the brush yet. When you brush it and it'll keep everything kind of in place and together where it needs to stay. And, she said also that the balm will keep the moisture of the oil in. And it helps. I don't know. So
we'll see. Listen, I would follow her advice because she knows the products and she knows what to do with them. So if the ingredients promote good hair structure and all that stuff and growth without having you get greasy and break out, dude, keep it. Do it. Do what they say. Because if it works for you, stick with it. If not, hey, you can try something else. Obviously from Mod Cabin, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. So anyway, great company, great people.
Yeah, I love those guys.
And again, that wasn't a paid advertisement. That was basically, you know, we are friendly with them. You know, they do send us product, but you know, I just at the end of the day, I'm enjoying utilizing the product because it's working. Yeah. So, you know, real deal, like a mane and tail thing, you know what I mean? It's real, it works.
We stand by the products that sponsor us because we like what they do to begin with. It's exactly. Not like we're just doing it because we want to do it and get money or whatever. Like, yeah, that's nice, but the fact that we're dealing with them is there's a lot more than that, you know?
Yeah.
It always is, always has been.
One thing that I wanted to mention. So we'd said it, you know, on GHR for a hot minute, but you know, we got the Disney heads over there that, you know, Disney could do no wrong. I am kind of, you know, one, I think it's crazy because apparently Disney could be closed into 2021. So that I think is bizarre. You know what I mean? That's absolutely bizarre. How can Disney World and Disneyland, one of the happiest places on earth, obviously, you know, is not going to be open for at least another 6 to however many months?
It is insane to think it, without a doubt, because that's a place that you never would expect to shut down because it's only shut down at this point, what, 2 or 3 times? One being a hurricane, and then another being this pandemic. But yeah. because it is such a hotspot mm-hmm. for a constantly moving crowd touching and moving around everywhere, it mm-hmm. would legitimately be an epicenter of hell, and no one wants to be labeled that. And that's why they're probably doing what they're doing. You know?
Well, it's a huge petri dish is mm-hmm. basically what it comes down to. I mean, you know, and so many people won't think about others, and they'll just go and be willy-nilly, and it'll just be a huge mess. And that's what's going to happen anyway if people don't, you know, get some and you know, do this quote-unquote reopen, you know what I mean, intelligently. It's, you know, it's a very, very strange time. Why don't we do this? I have more Disney to talk when we get back. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brim's Skin.
Hey guys, this is Animia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yeah!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoiger, the voice of Owl and Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Brim, and every once in a while, Sambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., You Don't Mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
And we're back to Within Brim's Skin.
Hello.
So before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about Disney, and I'm going to get into some of the things now that are getting within the skin. And what do you call it? Here it is. First, we're going to start with Disney. And again, I love Disney. Disney is wonderful. It is everything. And please understand that I am nothing more than a huge child when it comes to Disney. Absolutely.
You say it more out of love and criticism rather than hatred.
I am pissed off beyond all relief, okay, that they have the audacity to sit and be charging over $200 a person for one day admission. Now, we were having this argument on GHR, if you guys want to tune in and hear that. What do you call it? Which was, it was pretty much, Kim and Tom saying, oh, no, but it's okay. It's okay for them to charge that much because it's Disney. Listen, I love you guys. No, it's not okay for them to charge that much for anybody to get in for a goddamn one day pass. Nobody can afford that, and it's unfair because everything is such price gouging there to begin with. To get a drink of water in the place, you're spending $3 or $4. You know what I'm saying? It is awful, and it is an entrapped audience, and I love them, but it is way too much. If you want to take a family of five just for a day or two to Disney, you're spending over a couple thousand dollars just to walk in the door. It is unacceptable, and it is wrong. And that, my friends, is my issue with that. Do you agree or do you disagree?
No, I do agree, because there comes to a point where, okay, is it financially even worth it or feasible for me to spend that money for me and my family to go? Is it financially feasible to spend $1,500 on a cell phone when I can spend $400 on the previous generation and be just as satisfied? It's basically that same argument. It's like in the same way, like obviously there's no comparison to Disney, but it's like, well, then if you're going to charge me $1,000 for me and my four family members, so five people total, to go to your park, then I can go down the road to Universal and spend a fraction of that and have a better time.
And have a great time.
Just as good of a time.
Yeah. Yeah. To be completely blunt, when you're talking about Disney World and Universal, Islands of Adventure is my favorite theme park. Even though I'm a huge Disney fan, like
you have no problem going, all right, Joe Boo.
Yeah. I mean, I'm perfectly happy going to Islands of Adventure and rocking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that entirely.
And again, I love Disney, and I am all about Disney. But you can't charge people that kind of money. And that's before anybody eats. That's before anybody drinks. That's before anybody wants to get a T-shirt or some kind of memorabilia. Mm-hmm. It is a little
ludicrous.
And this
is not even if you have the discount for living in the state of which that the park is. And even then, that's not much.
Yeah, I don't know. In my opinion, it's ridiculous, and no, Pete, they shouldn't be charging that much. You know, they're already making this money when they're putting out the films and all that merchandise and this, that, and, I get it. It costs money to run the place, but they're making billions upon billions upon billions of dollars. And the fact is that, what do you call it, their location, just, they're doing all the improvements, but yeah, I get it. But at the end of the day, you're the one that's making those improvements. So,
remember,
why should we
price gouged to a massive degree no matter what?
Yeah.
Are easily getting screwed over price-wise because, essentially.
Anyway, so that's my little thing with Disney that's pissing me off. Another thing that's happened this past week, there were two men who were here on Long Island who were actually posing as police officers, and they actually had the audacity to rob a female Uber driver who was, what do you call it? She was
garbage.
In route to go somewhere, and they pulled her over. They told her to get out of the car. As she gets out of the car, they slammed the door on her hand. You know what I mean? Which caused cuts and I'm sure a lot of bruises and pain. It took her money and bounced. Who does that? What kind of pussies?
Garbage human beings. It's as simple as that. It is people who are just nothing but garbage.
Yeah,
really,
no,
truly.
Now, aside from that, listen. I want to get, and this is quasi-political, but again, not protesters.
You're trying to not get it.
The people that are protesting, stay the freaking hell at home, man. Stay at home. Why are you going out and causing more issue?
If you're protesting your right to get a haircut,
yeah,
you can wait an extra month.
Wait an extra month.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and at the end of the day.
I think I even mentioned this last week, too. I'm sorry. This is annoying to me, too. It's just what I mentioned last week, too. Like, we have protesters in Kentucky that were promoting, you know, going out and being, you know, free again and reopening businesses. And then a week, 2 weeks later, they now have higher. They have literally like the top 10. They're in the top 10 of cases now.
Yeah.
From state to infection. So you know what? Darwin loves handing out awards very easily.
Absolutely. And you know what? If you want to get out, you want to work. I got to work. I got to get then go get a freaking essential job. Mm-hmm. Go do something that's going to help people.
And then if they say we're not hiring and you go, really? Have you tried? Because they're all wanting people right now.
They want as many people as they can get.
Every business wants people right now.
Absolutely. You know,
I've had jobs that I used to do as a kid call me and say, hey, we need people. You're on our list from like 5 years ago. Can you come in and give us a hand? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't live in the state anymore.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Then you know, talking about price gouging. There was another store here around us, which I am ashamed of. Mm-hmm. They were apparently hoarding the N95 respirators, face and surgical masks, the face shields, gloves, and so much more. And then they were completely price gouging people on it. They actually got shut down. The guy got arrested.
Good.
He's going to be doing some time. And they're going to be getting fines and so forth on top of the fines that they had already been getting. Yeah.
There was a guy in Jersey, I think in like Saddlebrook or something, selling toilet paper for $20 a roll.
Why? Like, and who's stupid enough to pay it?
To take advantage of items in a time of crisis is against the law, by the way, people.
It's against the law, and it's disgusting.
Don't do it.
It's piggish.
You're an idiot, and you're
a
pig.
Who the freaking hell's going to do it? And there's so many people that are just disgusting, and they disgust me. What do you call it? This is a sad thing that I definitely wanted to shed some light on.
Go for it.
So there was a gentleman who just passed away. He contracted the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. His name was Philip Kahn, okay? Mm-hmm. The guy was 100 years old. Now, get this. This is insane. Sure. His twin brother died in 1919 of the Spanish flu.
Oh, that's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
That is absolutely insane to me.
That is a very, like... Wow, you know what I mean? When I saw it, I had to bring it up on the show because you know what you're thinking about it, and these guys experienced both of these pandemics.
Yeah, and, they may have been super young at the time, but they still lived through it.
Yeah,
which is still terrifying.
So one of them died from one, and the other one died from the other, and it's truly sad. And
it really is.
I mean, at least this gentleman got to live to be 100. But you know, to die in that manner is awful. It's just
awful. It's really truly awful.
You know, I can't even. It just makes me nauseous. So when you see things like this, and it pulls on your heartstrings, and you feel for them, their families, and you know, people, you do better. Just do better. You know what I mean? stay in. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. If you're gonna go out, go stay in your car. You know, take a drive.
Be
you know,
safe.
Go. Be smart. Admittedly, Danielle Haley and I went and we took a car ride. We got food. What do you call it? From a local business.
But Rachel, you stayed Jesus, in your car.
We stayed in our car. We went down to a marina. In our car, we did not leave our car, and we sat and ate our lunch in front of the ocean.
You stayed isolated.
Do not get out and walk around. Don't sit down on the benches, because guess what? You're spreading whatever could be spread. Don't do it. You want to get out of this? So do we. Let's be smart.
Exactly.
Let's be smart and do the right thing. Anyway, what do you call it? That's about all the time we have for With Imbrim Skin this week. Hopefully you guys are all staying safe, staying inside. What do you call it? Please make sure to hit us up on all social media, because again, we want to hear from you, especially during this time where, you know, we have the time to respond. We have the time to spend to hear what everybody's saying and get back to you. Anyway, as always, what do you call it? We thank you for tuning in to With Imbrim Skin. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Again, hit us up on all the social media. and we'll be speaking with you next week.
Don't be an idiot.